We left at dawn, and our fathers walked with us as far as the gates of Sepphoris. When we parted at the gates, my father gave me a hammer and chisel to carry with me in my satchel. "With that, you can make enough for a meal anywhere you go," my father said. Joseph gave Joshua a wooden bowl. "Out of that, you can eat the meal that Biff earns." He grinned at me. By the gates of Sepphoris, I kissed my father for the last time. By the gates of Sepphoris, we left our fathers behind and went out into the world to find three wise men. "Come back, Joshua, and make us free," Joseph shouted to our backs. "Go with God," my own father said. I am, I shouted. "He's right here." Joshua said nothing until the sun was high in the sky and we stopped to share a drink of water. "Well," Joshua said, "did she know it was you?" "Yes. Not at first, but before we parted. She knew." "Was she angry at me?" "No." "Was she angry at you?" I smiled. "No." "You dog," he said. "You really should ask that angel what he meant about you not knowing a woman, Joshua. It's really important." "You know now why I couldn't go." "Yes. Thanks." "I'll miss her," Joshua said. "You have no idea," I said. "Every detail. I want to know every detail." "But you aren't supposed to know." "That's not what the angel meant. Tell me." "Not now, not while I can still smell her on my arms." Joshua kicked at the dirt. "Am I angry with you, or happy for you, or jealous of you? I don't know, tell me." "Josh, right now, for the first time I can remember, I'm happier being your friend than I would be being you. Can I have that?" Now, thinking about that night with Maggie behind the synagogue, where we stayed together until it was nearly dawn, where we made love again and again and fell asleep naked on top of our clothes. Now, when I think of that, I want to run away from here, this room, this angel and his task, find a lake, dive down, and hide from the eye of God in the dark muck on the bottom. Strange. Part 2. Change. Jesus was a good guy. He didn't need this shit. John Prine. Chapter 9. I should have had a plan before I tried to escape from the hotel room. I see that now. At the time, dashing out the door and into the arms of sweet freedom seemed like plan enough. I got as far as the lobby. It is a fine lobby, as grand as any palace, but in the way of freedom, I need more. I noticed before Raziel dragged me back into the elevator, nearly dislocating my shoulder in the process, that there were an inordinate number of old people in the lobby. In fact, compared to my time, there are an inordinate number of old people everywhere. Well, not on TV, but everywhere else. Have you people forgotten how to die? Or have you used up all of the young people on television, so there's nothing left but gray hair and wrinkled flesh? In my time, if you had seen 40 summers, it was time to start thinking about moving on, making room for the youngsters. If you lasted to 50, the mourners would give you dirty looks when they passed, as if you were purposely trying to put them out of business. The Torah says that Moses lived to be 120 years old. I'm guessing that the children of Israel were following him just to see when he would drop. There was probably betting. If I do manage to escape the angel, I'm not going to be able to make my living as a professional mourner. Not if you people don't have the courtesy to die. Just as well. I suppose I'd have to learn all new dirges. I've tried to get the angel to watch MTV so I can learn the vocabulary of your music. But even with the gift of tongues, I'm having trouble learning to speak hip-hop. Why is it that one can bust a rhyme or bust a move anywhere, but you must bust a cap in someone's ass? Is ho always feminine? And motherfucker always masculine, while bitch can be either? How many peeps in a posse? How much booty before baby got back? Do you have to be all that to get all up in that? And do I need to be dope and fat to be the bomb, or can I just be stupid? I'll not be singing over any dead mothers until I understand.